96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. As the winter season begins, the Sawyer County Highway Department is reminding residents of their snow and ice policies and procedures. The Highway Department is responsible for snow and ice control on 229 miles of county roads and 162 miles of state highways. State trunk highways within Sawyer County fall under the Wisconsin Department of Transportation's 18-hour coverage rule. This means that snow and ice control is provided for up to 18 hours from 4 a.m. to 10 p.m., sometimes starting earlier depending on the storm. The county trunk highways are maintained at near the same level as the state, with response being slightly behind the state. John Pinnow is the Sawyer County Highway Commissioner. He reminds motorists to be extra cautious when driving near snow plows.
And if you do encounter a plow truck on the road, I ask that you'd move over as much as possible and slow down so we can clear the center of the road and provide a safe distance when following a plow truck. Because the snow coming off our plow truck, if you're falling too close, reduces your visibility. And a lot of the accidents in the state of Wisconsin happen from vehicles rear-ending snow plows.
Under state law, vehicles have to stay at least 200 feet away when they're following a snow plow when the speed limit is 35 miles per hour or over. If a mailbox gets damaged during snow removal, it's up to the property owner or occupant to fix or replace it. That rule also applies to newspaper tubes and delivery boxes. Property owners should not place snow from their driveway onto a public highway. This includes plowing across the highway, which is a violation punishable by a possible fine, imprisonment, or both. Pinnow also says you should let plow operators clear the roads before driving in a storm and plan ahead if necessary. The Sawyer County Highway Department provides updates on snow events and hazards on their Facebook page. A new report shows increasing deportations and anti-immigrant sentiment harm our social safety net programs like Social Security. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
As America's baby boomers continue to retire, the number of American-born workers is expected to dramatically drop over the next decade. There are an estimated 70,000 people who are undocumented in Wisconsin, according to data from the Migration Policy Institute. They estimate about 47,000 of them are employed. The Economic Policy Institute put out an analysis that shows it will be impossible to maintain normal GDP growth without immigrant workers. Report author Josh Bivens.
It does make things like Social Security and Medicare a little harder to sustain. If we have a steady flow of younger immigrant workers coming in, that just makes it much easier to sustain those really important social insurance programs.
Workers pay into Medicare and Social Security, and that includes workers without legal immigration status. According to Social Security trustees, the program will not be able to pay full benefits after 2036. The Trump administration says it hopes to deport 1 million immigrants each year to secure borders and jobs for American-born workers. More than 1.2 million immigrants disappeared from the U.S. labor force in the first half of 2025, according to the Pew Research Center. The National Bureau of Economic Research shows increases in immigration actually lead to more jobs overall and higher wages for U.S.-born workers.
The really immigrant-heavy part of residential construction is maybe the framing and digging out the foundation. Well, if that doesn't get done, the part of construction that is more intensive in the use of U.S.-born workers, like maybe the electrician and the plumber, they can't do their work.
Immigrants make up nearly 20% of the overall American workforce. Nearly half of all farming, fishing, and home health care work is done by immigrants.
Law enforcement authorities and financial experts are warning residents to be wary of scams when purchasing gifts for the holiday season. According to FBI data, consumers lost nearly $1 billion in total to non-payment scams, non-delivery scams, and credit card fraud in 2024. Experts are reminding residents to verify that the purchases they're making are legitimate and to try and use payment methods like Apple or Google Pay if they don't know the recipient. Residents should also look out for phishing scams before making an online purchase. Monday marked the beginning of Winter Vehicle Preparation Month. December's Law of the Month encourages Wisconsinites to prepare their vehicles for the winter roads. According to preliminary data, October 2024 to May of 2025 saw more than 13,000 crashes due to winter roads. The Wisconsin State Patrol recommends preparing your vehicle by clearing snow and ice from your windows, lights, roof, hood, cameras, and sensors, and keeping your fuel tank at least half full through throughout winter. They also recommend keeping an emergency kit handy, which should include warm clothing and blankets, food and water, a cell phone charger, and a first aid kit. Travelers should also make sure their tires are in good condition. Wisconsin also has a free service to check road conditions before heading out on winter travels. You can download the 511 Wisconsin app, check 511wi.com, or call 511 for information on road conditions. The deadline for the 2026 bear and spring turkey hunting applications is coming up. According to the DNR, hunters can submit their applications for the season through the Go Wild portal or through an in-person license agent through next Wednesday. The drawing for the 2026 black bear authorizations will occur in February, and selected applicants can begin purchasing their bear license in March. The drawing for the spring turkey harvest authorization will take place later this month. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
A big win for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks beat the Pistons last night at Fiserv Forum, 113-109. Giannis Antetokounmpo leaving the game early in the first quarter with a strained right calf muscle, taken to a hospital for an MRI. Head coach Doc Rivers asked about an ESPN report saying that Giannis and his agent approached the Bucks to discuss a possible trade.
And I want to make it clear, for the 50th time, he clearly is not getting to One Network, for sure. Giannis has never asked to be traded, ever. I can't make that more clear.
Men's college basketball in Madison. Wisconsin over Northwestern, 85-73. John Blackwell, 26 points. The Packers, Jordan Love, named NFC Offensive Player of the Week. And volleyball tonight at the UW Fieldhouse as the Badgers face Eastern Illinois in the first round of the NCAA tournament.
The Fieldhouse has been a great home for this team this year. And we need that sucker packed both nights. You know, hopefully those fans haven't got a report, but I'm sure they're gobbling up. We need both matches to be sold out.
That's Badgers volleyball coach Kelly Sheffield with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is really cold out there this morning, but it's not going to take long to bounce back. Mostly sunny today with a high right around 12 this afternoon. Tonight, a little snow possible. We'll drop into the single digits tomorrow. More light snow with a high in the low to mid 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.